Scott.
Good afternoon now. Thank you very much. We were thrilled when Kurt, Secretary Donaldson, reached out to us and asked us to present. I've had the pleasure of meeting some of you, but not all of you, and obviously I look forward to that as we move along here. But first and foremost, my name is Jason Seeley. I'm the district manager for pictometry, and up there you'll see my my territory. I actually cover Delaware, Maryland, and West Virginia. And then I know a lot more of you know Mr. Scott Yoder here. He's my tech guy. He's helped a lot of you with installs and tiles and so on and so forth, a lot of other things. But Scott is the regional technical manager. And although his territory is a little bit different, you'll see we both overlap here in West Virginia. So we enjoy working very closely with our West Virginia customers. Basically, what my goal for this presentation, I know you want to get to lunch. I just want to tell you a little bit about pictometry. I've got a very brief video, like 2.5 minutes, which I think will answer a lot of questions on how pictometry does what we do, right? And here's some stats. After this, I'm going to go into what we have actually delivered to the great state of West Virginia through the West Virginia Sheriff's Association, because I want to make sure you as GIS professionals know what you have access to. Then, I'm going to talk about a strategy about how you get your hands on it, right? Because that's the most important thing for you. How do you get your hands on this new tool? So, just moving forward here, we invented the intelligent oblique imagery capture. We are the world leader in oblique imagery. A lot of people don't realize that third stat there, that we actually are an international company. In 2010, we captured 30 million. The year before that, I think, was 29. Million individual images, which I think is a really impressive stat.
We also processed all those images. Every single one of those
images processed every image.
Have eyes on in Rochester.
So our fleet right now, we are right around 58 planes, 59 planes, somewhere in there. But so we were absolutely thrilled when we were awarded the appropriation through the West Virginia Sheriff's Association. That's really how pictometry came to West Virginia. But I do need to give a shout out. Do we have Mercer County in the house?
I don't think so.
No Mercer? All right, we got one.
Yeah. I was born there.
All right. All right. Well, you're going to get my thank you because Mercer County was the first pictometry customer. A lot of people don't realize that. They were the only customer prior to the state appropriation. So, I'm going to let this video rip here, and it just kind of goes over. I hope my my speakers will be loud enough for you, or soft enough.
Welcome to Pictometry's Imaging and Software Overview. Pictometry begins the image capture process by creating a bounding rectangle on a map that surrounds an area at its longest and widest points. The rectangle is then sectioned into square mile sectors to form a grid. These grids are designated into two levels, community and neighborhood. The community level imagery is captured at a higher elevation and covers a greater area. The neighborhood level imagery is captured at a lower elevation, covering less area with greater detail. Pictometry captures each community sector from 3 to as many as 12 different areas. The first image goes straight down for a traditional orthogonal image capture. The other views are taken at an approximate 40-degree angle for our oblique image capture. These oblique images are captured from opposing directions, such as east to west and west to east directions. Neighborhood sectors are captured from 5 views: north, south, east, west, and orthogonal, providing greater detail for developed areas such as residential, commercial, industrial, medical institutions, school and critical infrastructures. When complete, pictometry literally captures every square foot of an area with high-resolution true color images. Using pictometry's intuitive software, imagery is easy to access, view, and utilize. For example, simply select a point on the map or use your GIS data and enter an address to quickly retrieve imagery of a location. Existing or previously captured imagery may be utilized as well. So within seconds, you can view in detail any house, any building, any intersection, roadway, body of water, or monument, including your existing GIS data. With the power of pictometry's technology and imagery, users can quickly and easily interpret and glean vital information of any captured areas. Knowing more about your jurisdiction has never been easier or more complete. Welcome to Pictometry.
All right, we're already done. Was that, folks, was that helpful to you?
And for some of you, I know some of you knew how we do what we do, but given the audience today, we thought that was going to be valuable. Any questions on what you just saw? On that piece of it? I'm going to have an option for questions later, obviously. So as far as key applications, they're really, you know, the longer pictometry is around and the more we listen to our customers, we learn more and more about agencies that we never dreamed might use our product and our solution. But the number one, obviously, and I should have written sheriff in up there, but public safety, right? Public safety, they want to know before they go. If they're doing a warrant, right, or serving a warrant, they want to know what they're up against as far as where are the exits, where are the entrances, all those windows, doors, is there a ravine out back, things like this. They can pull up pictometry and very quickly spin around from every different oblique angle, and they're going to know what they're going into to keep themselves out of harm's way. So protecting them also helps, obviously, protect the public. You see 911 call taking and dispatch. That's the number two, probably biggest user, if not biggest user, because it cuts down on response time. The more information you can get in front of a dispatcher, right, the more quickly they can respond to a scene, the better chance you have of saving somebody's life. Assessment. I think there is a huge opportunity in the state on the assessment side of things to take advantage of being able to use this aerial imagery to their advantage in assessment. Public Works, GIS, I'm sorry I listed you fifth there, but right on down the list here. So if you think it might be of service to you, you know, have a conversation with me or just give it a try. We want you using this stuff. So what I want to do now is give you a very brief demonstration of the solution. And I'm really breaking it into three things here, and I'm going to explain these to you. EFS is our proprietary software. That's what came out of the box, or it's on the hard drive, right, to every single one of the 55 sheriffs. So EFS is short for Electronic Field Study. You're doing a field study electronically. That's how we got our creative name there many years ago. The ArcMap extension, I've had questions from some people. This is also free, enterprise. The first one's enterprise. The second one's enterprise-wide, right? Through the Sheriff's Association and then any agencies. The ArcMap extension I'm going to show you for any... How many ArcMap users do I have in here? You're my audience. If you hate having extra software like EFS on your machine, I just urge you to download this little extension. How many of you are on 9.3? Show of hands. Okay, how many of you are on 10? Ooh, all right, you guys are doing very good there. I am not used to seeing that. I guess it's been long enough. And then last but not least is Pictometry Online. That's a subscription service for our online service. We're actually in the middle of some different branding here, so you're going to see some new logos and stuff. But Pictometry Online is a subscription service. You heard about broadband and internet and our infrastructure of West Virginia. Basically, what POL allows you to do is anywhere you are, if you have internet access and a login and password, you can access pictometry imagery and the full suite of tools. Because these are more than pretty pictures, right? These are metric. These are geo-referenced, orthos and obliques. So I'll stop gabbing here. If you can't hear me, throw something at me. So very briefly, this is what our electronic field study software looks like. This is just a demo set of data from Rochester, Minnesota. I love that the company gives us this because we're based out of Rochester, New York. So I'm trying to confuse people right off the bat here. But long story short, you can do an address search. You can bring your GIS data in. We basically can search off of any type of database that you have. The way 911 uses it, I know Scott's had a lot of success with Interact and who else down here in West Virginia?
They're using Positron, Positron.
Tech. Emergitech. We integrate in the 911 offices with those companies through our partnership. And that's powerful because this standalone software, this enterprise software out of the box, gets installed on those dispatchers' machines. Their CAD comes up from Emergitech or Interact or whoever they might be, and through a click of a mouse, they can go from their software, their CAD map, and literally see where that call is coming from. It passes that coordinate from their CAD over to our system. Very, very powerful stuff. Again, I mean, I'll just do a couple quick and dirty measurements here, but I mean, you can measure distances, you can get areas. You know, firefighters love it because as they're being deployed out to a scene, you know, they can get the height of a building. They type the address in, they get to a building, they know how tall a building's going to be. And since you're GIS professionals, I'm sure you're curious about how accurate this stuff is. Well, the sales answer to that is 99% accurate. Okay, but I'm a different kind of salesman. I like being a little more honest than that. The 99% really comes in where you think about the resolution that you are making your measurements on. So when you hear 1 foot resolution over your entire state, if you measure from point A to point B, the worst case scenario, if you're off a pixel, you're going to be off by 1 foot about, right? If you're measuring on your 4-inch stuff, and you're measuring from pixel to pixel, worst case scenario, you're going to be off 4 inches. So I just want you to kind of understand when you think about measurement accuracy, that locational accuracy from point A to point B and everything that you're doing as it's relative to the ground, you've got tremendous accuracy here. It is not our goal to ever replace or supplant surveyors, obviously. Surveyors actually like our stuff too. So I'm going to bounce out of this. Well, actually, what I should do is turn on, I'll turn on some layers for you here. I'll just turn on parcels and some center lines. So you can bring your GIS, and see how it's angled there? And I'm sorry it's not showing up a little bit better. But we've got a query tool that you can click on these, and you're going to get like the street center line. Minnesota stripped their data, so that's why I'm getting a generic answer when I'm clicking on some things. But you can very quickly find out property data, owner data. You can search, again, by any database field you want, whether it's parcel number, owner name, or address, or something else wild that you think of. So staying on pace here, the next thing I want to show you is something called our ArcMap extension. So all that's happened here is I also have the ArcMap extension ArcMap 10 right now. That's what I have installed on my machine. And my project window is over here to the right. And obviously I've docked a window over here to show you something cool. So when I click in here on the right-hand side, what ends up happening is imagery will come up on the left-hand side, pictometry imagery. So these tools right over here, folks, these are my pictometry tools for my toolbar that I can turn on or turn off at will. Does that make sense? Okay.
Do the transform.
Well, I will, buddy. Don't rush me. My technical guy wants me to lead with the coolest thing. I think it's very, very cool, and obviously he does too.
I just wanted to make sure.
When you zoom out of this, what I want to show you over here is if I zoom in, and forgive me, I'm not an expert in ArcMap. But what I want to do here is grab our image tool. This is the point. So you're working on a project, and you want to see imagery of this point. Can you make out this red bounding box? Since it's oblique, right, that's why it has that crazy trapezoid look and feel to it, right? And up until 10, through our silver partnership with Esri, our engineers get to talk to their engineers. And they figured out a way to transform an oblique trapezoid odd shape like this and map it correctly, geo-referenced, over in this window instead of just this window. So I'm getting ahead of myself here because I'm pushing for time and Scott asked about it and threw me off. Not that I'm bitter, Scott. But what happens is can you guys see use for when you need that Z value or for a feel for a project that you're working on, whether it's planning or GIS, to have oblique imagery from a click of a button just from what you're seeing right here? Is there value there for you? not. I saw four nods. I'm going to move on. I'm going to take that as a yes for everybody.
Okay. Get to lunch, right? So over on the right-hand side, the next level is, and we could do this with our orthos, right? All of our orthos you can bring in. They're all geo-referenced and look great.
But our obliques, there's this little button down here, and this is the new tool. I'm clicking on it right now. 1001, 1002, bang. That's an oblique image. Thank you very much. That's an oblique image that is now in your project that you can save and come back to at a later time. So the wave of the future here is people are going to want 3D models. They're going to want oblique mosaics, right? And we're trying to push that bar with this tool because you can very quickly bring in, what is it, 29?
25.
You can bring in 25 unique oblique images before you crash ArcMap. Okay, but 25 is the magic number. I think it might be 29, but we're going to be safe with 25, right? But those could be the lower level neighborhood shots or the upper level oblique shots, right?
Go ahead and do another one to show them how it kind of
looks. Oh yeah. Okay. So
I'll switch images as well.
What'd you say?
Yes, you can switch directions in there as well.
Yep.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So if I click over here. And these are my navigation tools down here, or my view from tools. If I spin around and view that from the north, it'll probably look a little funky as compared to the other ones, but you can add that one. See how the trapezoid kind of flipped upside down? So now things are going to be leaning that way. So you can make some really trippy visuals.
You'll notice how we've got kind of a mosaic effect going with the first two that we pulled in.
Yeah.
Yes.
10.
No, that's why I asked about the 9.3.
The transform is only available.
Yes, the transform is only available. So that little yellow diamond transform, which again, no charge, this is a part of the tool set that we deliver enterprise-wide, that is for 10 only. So, good question.
So you could do your vertical height adjustments. Can you just show that?
Yeah. You mean over here?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we still have, I'd say you have like 85% of the functionality as compared to our proprietary software, but you still can make your height measurements. They're just not big and loud up here. They're right down here. And you can control whether it's feet or meters, whatever you like.
Frank?
Oh, sorry.
We can. We have a business partnership with a company called PLW Modelworks, and they can take our imagery, and what they do is they build the wireframes off the imagery, which as we fly, we collect latitude and longitude for every pixel. In post-processing, we assign elevation based on the DEM we get from the customer, and then they can actually pull that apart, build the wireframes, pull the imagery apart, and paste it together. You want to go ahead and run a 3D? We can run a movie real quick of some of the 3D models we have?
No.
No?
We're not?
Okay.
Well, we might.
Okay. When we break for lunch, if you want to see a video of the 3D
right,
model,
we'll
run it as people are leaving for lunch.
I'm pressing here.
Okay.
Great question, though. Thank you. So the last piece I wanted to show you, I'm using my air card right now, or my MiFi. I'm sorry, I can't name all this technology. But basically, what I'm doing here is I have a login to our Pictometry Online. And this is the subscription service that the sheriffs are the only ones that have access to. So we've gone enterprise-wide EFS, enterprise-wide ArcMap extension, not enterprise POL, right? There were a set amount of seats.
Let's reword that.
What do you mean?
There were seats as part of the deliverables to the Sheriff's Association.
Oh, I see.
However, we can sell login access to our online product to any county and or state agency that wants to purchase it. And then there is also the capability for an entity to do self-hosting, where what we do in this environment is we've sliced up the imagery to serve it up quicker over the internet. We can actually sell the sliced up imagery and the software for you to host your own version of the website. So
you're three slides ahead, Scott.
Okay.
We rehearsed this. No, that's not
Scott,
right.
Question for
yes.
You just said sell a piece of the sheriff department. If you are a county, I need to buy that stuff from you guys?
Only the additional products.
You're not buying the imagery, you're buying the POL,
basically the
ability to self-host it.
Okay.
And if you're buying access to this, you're not buying the imagery, you're buying the access to it online. So if we, I know earlier you said you didn't want somebody paying twice.
Yes.
And right. We're not charging twice for the same thing. It's a separate charge for a service as opposed to for the image.
I think in West Virginia we text enough, you know, we don't need.
So what I'm doing here, folks, is showing you, we mentioned the online access, right? We have ancillary products. I have a slide that will show you about that, right? But my main goal here is to let you know what is available to you right now. And there is a lot, okay? So all I've done here is log in. And again, this is right over my MiFi. This is something that our company really, really believes in. And it's called Pictometry Online. So many people, and I heard it mentioned earlier today, talking about web services, right? That's really the direction a lot of companies are going. And when you have to deal with 100 users, would you prefer working with 100 unique installs on those clients? Or would you prefer just managing a login database online that, and we manage all the headaches on our end up in Rochester, right?
So, it depends on the cost.
What?
It depends on the cost.
Exactly. Good point. So the point I'm trying to get across to you there is that our customers ask and we listen. We really are a company that listens. And while I might be new to this position, I'm not new to the company. I've been with the company for 8 years. I started out as a trainer up in Rochester. I worked my way up to a regional technical manager, and now I'm a district manager. So it's a company that I believe in, and I know their heart's in the right spot. So here's your Capitol building, and I'm just, you know, spinning around here from different directions. There's a dynamic zoom that you can scroll in and scroll out of. I just wanted to show you some West Virginia very briefly, but clock's ticking, I know. So, on to the PowerPoint. I'm going to get out of full screen mode here. So, this, I think, is probably the most important slide to you folks, because some of you know this because you've had your hand on the hard drive, some of you do not, right? But as far as what is available right now today, or I'm just telling you exactly what was delivered to reference our earlier conversations, you have 12-inch ortho and oblique imagery. And to reference that video you heard, that is called community imagery. That is how we label ancillary work. That's what we call here pictometry. That is over the entire state, that 12-inch imagery. Now we've got 4-inch ortho and oblique imagery over populated areas, right? And those are different. There are a handful of counties that don't have any. There are a handful of counties that have a whole bunch of 4-inch imagery. What?
The three-way and 12-inch.
Okay. The 12-inch is actually three-way, Scott wants me to point out. So what that means is on the 12-inch, you get opposing oblique views and the straight down. That's why we call it C3. On the 4-inch stuff, neighborhood level, lower flight lines, right? That's going to be 5-way, so ortho plus 4 obliques in all cardinal directions. Also, you've got 1 meter ortho sector tiles. That is for statewide. You also have countywide mosaics in SID format. Those were delivered at 1 meter resolution. And then we've got electronic field study software. I showed you that. That's the enterprise thing. The ArcMap extension on the bottom, that I should have also said 9.3 or 10.0 enterprise-wide. And then pictometry online seats. So with the exception of those POL seats, and by the way, if you have a good relationship with your sheriff, and he has 10 seats coming with him, and he trusts and appreciates the work that you do for him, I guarantee you could probably get one of those seats. So that's just something else for your conversations with your sheriff, okay? That's just another way to go about it. So how do you gain access? Out of everybody represented here, who has touched and worked and has a relationship with pictometry right now? Okay, not so bad, but it is the minority. How many of you that didn't raise your hand do you want access to this stuff? And put you, okay, good. So, first and foremost, I put up there for a reason. This was through the West Virginia Sheriff's Association. They worked very hard with us and with the federal government and that appropriations process, which was brutal.
Well, that was before my time. I've only been in the job for five months or so, and that happened a couple years ago. But we're happy that everybody's finally been delivered as of this past June, July. So, number one, contact your sheriff's office. I say sheriff's office because sheriffs can be very hard to get a hold of. Maybe you want to go to a deputy or a secretary even somewhere there below. Each county is going to be different. If that doesn't work, I want that to be your first point of reference, okay? Your first path. If that doesn't work, try your 911 and emergency management office. Scott has been doing the yeoman's work in this all the different counties, one at a time, making sure that we're urging the sheriffs to share with 911, to share with GIS, to share with, that's what pictometry preaches, right? So I want you to know that we are on your side. You will run into a sheriff that wants to use it as a paperweight. That will happen. When that happens, that's when I want you to call me. I'll tattle on to the director of the West Virginia Sheriff's Association, and we'll just go from there. But, so you've got sheriffs, you've got 911, you've got Scott here, I've got his email address up there. My email address is going to be a little bit later. If you are a state agency and you are serious about getting access to our data, the first conversation you're going to want to have with me is how big that data set is, how large of a server you're going to need before you can even dream of it. And through your conversation with me, I talked to Rudy Kidder yesterday. She's the director. She said, Jason, just point those state agencies right to me. So we have that open line of communication, and we've prepped for it, okay? So any questions?
One of the
yes,
things...
heads up, question.
Is your definition more than
yes.
Well, I don't know what you're
well, yeah. Are you the godfather? That everyone's referring to? Okay, I'm Jason. Nice to meet you. It's too soon to probably be calling you a nickname. I apologize.
You get to kiss his ring, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. We get that all the time. And Scott, you want to take that? This is why you can earn your trip here.
It's not our base product that we delivered is not a certified orthophoto necessarily. If somebody asks us for what our accuracy is on that product, we do not have an official accuracy. Unofficially, we will say 2 to 5 meters, depending on where you are in the country, what the topography is like, and that kind of stuff. I do know a gentleman in Portage County, the city of Portage, Michigan. He did some photo identifiable locations that he had the coordinates for, his control points in his county. And he found that most of the ones that he checked were within a third of a foot from where they were supposed to be. So while we don't quote an accuracy on our base product, it is pretty accurate. I mean, even when you bring it up, just yesterday when I was in Jefferson County, which I was there yesterday and I broke here last night, but even yesterday when we brought it up, the road center line goes down the middle of the road in our imagery. So it's pretty accurate. It's, once again, we don't guarantee that base product. We do have other products that we do guarantee accuracy on. We have AccuPlus, which if you do 12-inch, we guarantee plus or minus 3 to 4 feet. If you do 6-inch, we guarantee plus or minus 2 to 3 feet. Wait a minute. Around 4 feet. And then our 4-inch product at AccuPlus, we guarantee it to plus or minus a foot and a half.
So the data that's delivered for West Virginia, both the 4-inch and the 12-inch, is what you call base?
It's our base product where we haven't done ground control, correct. But it was flown using airborne GPS and IMU. And that's how we get the latitude and longitude of every pixel.
Can you get the technical specs on the 12 and the 4?
We can get that to them.
Yep.
Absolutely, sir.
Can you, at the end, can you come up and give us your information so we get that to you?
Just
the godfather?
Yeah. I know. That's how you should roll.
But yeah, we can get you the technical specs and the base product for sure. Yep.
This guy is working for him.
And one thing that the sheriffs, I was going to mention, meeting the GIS data. One thing the sheriffs, the fact they may not realize is they may not have reached out to you to get your GIS data yet, or reached out to your assessor to get parcel information. But really, what we deliver is the imagery and an ugly base map. So once they get it set up, what they can do is they can click on that ugly base map we deliver and bring up imagery. But as far as doing an address search and getting to a precise location, the only mechanism that comes built into it is being able to do a latitude and longitude. Other than that, they're going to have to reach out to you, get your address center lines if they want a geocode. I mean, your street center lines if they want a geocode. They're going to have to get your address points if they want to do a discrete search and get to that exact location. They're going to have to get your parcels if they want to see the ownership information and that kind of stuff. So it's really a relationship that may take place out of necessity for the sheriff's office.
Right.
If they don't have that information, if 911 doesn't have that information, they're going to have to come to you guys to get that. Now, 911 usually has the street center lines and the address points, but then we have a scenario where the 911 center is a joint county center, and the one sheriff doesn't like the 911. So we don't know if he's going to give it to them or not. We may have to send a strongly worded email and try to get him to cooperate with the 911. That's where we may have to get Rudy involved and say, you know, we did this appropriation. We're supposed to be using it for law enforcement. Get it into your 911 center so our first responders can see where they're going before they get there. It's really a help with landmarking out in the field for the deputies as they're heading into a spot.
Do you feel important after that? I mean, seriously, you guys are absolutely needed, right? And when we talk about relationship building, whether you have a relationship with your sheriff or not, I'm sure most of you do, there are creative ways which you can play the politics or anything because they need your data. And from what I hear from GIS professionals such as Scott came over from a county, is that you want to build your empire, right? You want your GIS data in as many different places as you can have it to prove your worth down the road when the county comes with an axe and trying to cut your funding and the importance and value of it. So I'd like you to think of pictometry as another stream in which you can promote your GIS data. Okay? But we had a question right here. I'm sorry, we're running over, so I'm done, basically.
The training program, do you want to expand on that?
Oh, the training, yeah.
So training...
We've gotten better every time, but there have been regional training sessions, right? We had one in Marshall. We've been trying to get one at WVU, actually. But I think there's two or three left. Here's the thing. Mr. Yoder right here, he is the guy that can set up regional trainings for you. So regardless of where that monster...
Additional trainings
above and beyond
that were provided for in the initial contract.
No cost. Right? That is one of Scott's biggest parts of his job, and that's what I rely on him for, right? Even though I used to be a trainer, it's been a while since I've been on that bike. But training, there are a lot of opportunities, and if you guys have, you know, I heard about with outreach and education, if you guys have a regional resource, like a computer lab, where you wouldn't mind loading up data and, you know, working with us, that'd be a great, you know, olive branch to the Sheriff's Association just so we can keep building this relationship together. So,
as a matter of fact,
great question.
Just yesterday, when I was in Jefferson, Todd called Shepherd University, and we're actually going to be putting it on all 24 machines in their computer lab. And then I talked to Todd this morning via text, and I got him convinced that we're going to go ahead and do it regionally, so we're going to invite Morgan County and Berkeley County and some of the other counties out on that side. That side has been underserved by our trainers from Rochester, so I'm going to hold a training at that location. I'm going to get as many days as I can from the university, and what I'm going to do is I'm also going to train the university facilities management staff, the university professor, so if they want to use that base EFS product in their classes with that local data set from the county, they can.
So we take training very seriously. Yes, sir.
Two more questions, if I could.
No problem.
Drop the shoe and tell us how much it takes to store the entire state.
Okay. That's what I actually pulled up here for you. This is something I could email any one of you, or I'll leave this up, you know, as you're leaving for lunch. But the entire state... So all of the imagery, 7.17 terabytes. So drop in the bucket. Yeah, that's all. Yes. So once you get enough storage space, what are your restrictions?
I do have storage space.
We don't want you selling it, reselling it, right? You can put it on the, up on the web, but as far as our technology, our proprietary tools, you can't expose those to basically the public sector. We have measurement capabilities that I didn't have a lot of time to highlight. We actually promote the use of our imagery on the web, without a doubt. As soon as you provide our measurement tools to the public, you're in violation of the license agreement. So measurement tools are for in-house people, right? So those are state people, county people in the West Virginia family. Anybody outside of that, you can't give them the measurement tools. I'll have to have you talk to my lawyers. Is that fair?
Why? I mean, I still don't understand. This, the data is property of West Virginia.
No.
Am I correct?
No.
No, it's licensed.
Because if you owned it outright, you'd be up for FOIA, right? Freedom of Information Act. So that means anybody could knock on your door and get this information from you, right? So we do have customers like New York City, their second flight with us. They chose to buy the imagery outright because New York City always does things differently.
No, we do that. We do that on Sundays.
Sure. But it's a very different model moving forward. I don't have any customers that have bought it outright. But you guys are a licensed user, the licensed user of your West Virginia data. Right? So it's shared ownership between Pictometry and West Virginia. Any other questions?
How much did it cost for the whole thing?
3.4 million.
Cost.
3.4.
3.4 million.
That was the appropriation.
That was little over 20,000 12-inch sectors and right under 4,000 4-inch sectors.
How much it cost us, Craig, for the septic? 4? 5 million?
Okay. Yes, question. I'm sorry, what? The license isn't.
License is licensed forever?
Yes, perpetual. Yes, sir.
And when you say buy a seat, how much is the seat?
The how much is the seat?
That all depends.
Right.
If because there's single user pricing and there's concurrent pricing.
What about the floater?
And it's volumetric. What?
Floater. Like, you know, you can put it on. If I'm not using it, somebody else will use it.
That's the concurrent seat. So if you bought one seat, this is volumetric pricing for 1 year. That's around, what is it,
900? $1,990 for the state.
So for the state, it's $1,990?
Yep.
And okay. So for a state agency, it'd be $1,990, but that's volumetric. So there's a lot of different things going on, state pricing, county pricing, whatever. And we're gonna work with you.
But if the state does the self-hosting, there would be that flat initiation fee and then maintenance costs. And the model that I showed you back in January, that would be the state hosting it for all state agencies and all county agencies as well. That's
unlimited
what that number
seats.
That I gave you.
That's some questions. But yes, sir.
I'll get you. How often, or the biggest question is, will the imagery be updated, and if so, how often?
Excellent question. We get that question a lot. That is entirely up to the state of West Virginia or to individual counties. There are counties right now that are running with it, that are spreading it like wildfire, right? And the assessor is going to want it every 2 years, every 3 years. But the fact of the matter is there's nothing in place. One-shot deal, everybody gets a taste of Pictometry, and how we proceed in the future is entirely up to the state and or county and or cities. Good question. I've been waiting on this guy right here. Yes.
So, just to clarify on the license, maybe Orca Imagery, what you guys call Orca Imagery, created like an art service out there, publish it for anybody in the university to use whatever purposes they want to use it for. That would be legal?
That would be legal as long as you put the attribution there. Pictometry 2011, right? Just correctly attribute it and you will be absolutely fine.
And as long as it's internal to the universe, well, if it's external, it can be displayed. It just can't be allowed to download the whole thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? For consumption,
for viewing,
it's fine.
Viewing only.
Viewing only.
Viewing only.
Yeah. Yes,
so
sir. Question right here.
Whatever, but just not download it.
On the extension? I missed it. On the archive extension?
What do you mean the details?
Is it yours?
No, it's yours now. Like, I mean, you just have to get your hands on it, right? So if you have the imagery.
The extension?
Yeah.
And also any cost to it?
No. No, sir. So that ArcMap extension I showed real quickly, that is free of charge, bought and paid for.
And you have
you just need to get the imagery, right?
Right.
It should be on the hard drive, and if it isn't, you can come to one of us.
And we do deliver to the Sheriff's Association. I have no idea what they're going to do with them. Two Buffalo NASs with the entire state on them. So what they're going to do with that, I don't know.
Right. So the entire state has been delivered.
I'm thinking one for WVU, one for Marshall.
We can dream. Any other questions, folks? I know. Yes.
Quick. Do you have a shapefile that shows the community and neighborhood areas?
We can get that.
Is that accessible?
That would be very useful,
especially to the state agency.
The question was, do you have a shape file for where the 4-inch imagery was captured? You know the whole state is the 1 foot. That is something. Can I follow up with you directly on that, Kurt?
Can you send me an email with that information,
please? Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We'll get it to Kurt, and then you want to put it out where you're
going
to put the presentation.
Yeah, I'll try to get all this information, put it out on the listserv or out of, you know, what they can make available.
So yeah. Listen, I really, really, really thank you for your time and your questions. I got to let you go or turn it over to President Schaefer here. Any questions, call us anytime, right? I've got literally a box of pills over there for you to take one. But thank you very much for your time and attention.
We're going to run the 3D model that you guys are knowing about and talking here. Just go.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you very much.
We'll go break for lunch. The cafeteria is right straight back. They're open for one. Be back in here by quarter after.